This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Synonyms for persistent, as in persistent inflation. You could call it stubborn, tenacious, unrelenting, relentless. I think you get the idea. Our interest in vocabulary today comes from this morning's report on the Producer Price Index, the PPI. That is, of course, inflation at the wholesale level. Up more than expected, 0.4% August to September, 8.5% higher than a year ago. See also persistent, stubborn, tenacious. I'll stop there. Anyway, with an eye toward tomorrow's report on consumer inflation, that is the CPI, Marketplace's Sabri Benishour takes a look at where we're at.
Inflation for the people who make the things we buy, producers, shot up in September. Compared to the year before, prices were up 8.5%. That's an improvement over August and July and June, but it is an ugly number, plain and simple.
We're not out of the woods yet as it relates to price pressures.
John Lear is chief economist with Morning Consult.
Clearly, producers are continuing to experience elevated price growth, and I would expect that to continue to sort of impact consumer inflation going forward.
The big drivers for producers were food and especially services.
A lot of that is being driven by elevated labor costs. That is a function of the tight labor market.
That, of course, strikes at the heart of what is so dangerous about this economic moment. To ease inflation, the labor market probably needs to slow down, and a slowing labor market can very quickly look like recession. Still, producer prices are different from consumer prices, and for tomorrow's consumer price index, there are signs that inflation could be fading. Take, for example, used cars.
Used cars led the inflation on the way up. They are likely to lead the inflation on the way down.
That's Alan Detmeister, economist at UBS. He says wholesale used car prices have declined nearly 8% in 11 weeks. Apparel prices may be on the verge of falling significantly too, says Omer Sharif with Inflation Insights.
You're reading a lot more about apparel being discounted heavily at, you know, Walmart, Target, Kohl's. So everyone is trying to move inventory.
Sharif says that when you look at month-to-month changes, tomorrow may finally bring some good inflation news.
I basically think tomorrow is going to be the start of a string of much lower core inflation readings of the type that the Fed has been waiting to see all year.
Now, that does leave out food and energy, and we do need to travel, and we do need to eat. Those two items are notoriously volatile and hard to forecast. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.